Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
March 6, 1836.
Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together, heel and toe, to defend the Alamo.
This was the last day of a 13-day siege by Mexico's dictator Santa Anna and his 1,000-man army. They defeated a little band of Texas volunteers trying to defend the Alamo. The last of these 189 brave men, including Davy Crockett, died on March 6th, holed up in the Alamo. Their sacrifice for Texas liberty did not go unnoticed. 46 days later, with a battle cry, "Remember the Alamo," General Sam Houston and his Texans captured Santa Anna and finished the job started at the Alamo. Texas gained its independence. On March 6, 1899, the patent office in Berlin registered aspirin, the brand name for acetylsalicylic acid, which was originally made from a chemical found in the bark of willow trees. The patent was registered on behalf of the German pharmaceutical company Friedrich Bayer and Company. On March 6, 1948, Ralph Edwards created a quiz on radio's Truth or Consequences called The Walking Man. After 10 weeks of guesses by contestants playing the game, it was finally revealed that Jack Benny was the walking man. March 6, 1962. Frank Sinatra recorded his final session for Capitol Records in Hollywood. Sinatra had been recording for his own label, Reprise, for 2 years. On March 6, 1981, Walter Cronkite, the dean of American television newscasters, said,
"And that's the way it is, Friday, March 6, 1981.
For the final time, as he closed the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite, an audience estimated at 17 million viewers saw the most trusted man in America sign off. Cronkite retired after more than 30 years in broadcasting. March 6, 1982. The most points scored by two teams in the National Basketball Association made history. San Antonio beat Milwaukee 171-166 in three overtime periods to set the mark. On March 6, 1983, the United States Football League began its first season of pro football competition. Fans didn't support the new spring league opposition to the National Football League, and as a result, team names such as the Bandits, Breakers, Blitz, Invaders, and Wranglers were relatively short-lived. The league was forced to fold amid controversy, low fan acceptance, and lower television ratings. It was not long before players began to scramble for spots in the NFL. The USFL lasted just two seasons. On March 6, 1985,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yul Brynner played his famous role as the King in The King and I in his 4,500th performance in the musical. The actor opened the successful production on Broadway in 1951. Celebrating birthdays today,
I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
Dave Gilmour of Pink Floyd was born in 1944. Matthews, better known as Kiki D, was born in 1947.
Meathead, that means dead from the neck up.
Emmy Award-winning actor Rob Reiner was born in 1947. And Shaquille O'Neal, was born in 1972. The number one record on this date in 1981 was,
"Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night, I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky.
I Love a Rainy Night" by Eddie Rabbit. And that's Rewind for March 6, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.